Chapter 9, The Dragon's Cave. We found Moongobble standing at the bookshelf. The pockets of his robe were bulging with slips of paper. More papers were tucked into his belt. Irk was sitting on a shelf in a gap between some books. "Edward and the Rusty Knight are here," he said. "Wonderful," cried Moongobble. He turned and smiled at us. "I'm almost ready. Edward, come write some things down for me, would you?" I stood behind him as he read off a spell. "If we're lucky, he'll turn the dragon into cheese, and that will be the end of it," muttered Irk. "Fleas!" cried the Rusty Knight, who had come over to watch. "I like that idea. We'll get the dragon while he's scratching." "Cheese!" shouted Irk. "Cheese!" Moongobble had me copy two more spells, then said, "That's it. I'm ready to go." "You forgot the map," said Irk. "Drat," said Moongobble. He picked up another piece of paper and crammed it into his pocket with the others. As we left the cottage, Moongobble bent toward the vines and whispered, "We'll be back soon. Please guard our home well." Irk rolled his eyes but said nothing. We entered the forest. Even though it was a bright morning, the trees blocked the sun. A low mist still covered the ground. Moongobble looked at the map every once in a while. "Turn here," he would say, "or wait, we need to go back." Soon we were turned away from the paths I knew. Before long, we were walking past trees bigger than any I had ever seen. Most of those trees had holes in their trunks, and from most of those holes, bright eyes watched carefully as we walked by. We came to a stream. I took off my shoes to wade across. The cool water felt good against my feet. A little while later, we walked along the edge of a cliff. I tried not to look down. It was a long way to the bottom. Then we were back in deep forest. "I think we're lost," said Irk after a while. "Why do you say that?" asked Moongobble. He sounded worried and a little cranky. "Because we just passed that same fallen tree for the third time," shouted Irk. "I thought it looked familiar," cried the Rusty Knight happily. "Now what do we do?" I asked. "Take another look at the map," said Irk. "What an excellent idea," said the Rusty Knight. "I'd love a nap." "Map!" bellowed Irk. "Study the map!" "Oh," said the Rusty Knight. "Sorry, didn't get that. I used to be quite good with maps. Let me take a look." Grumbling a little, Moongobble handed him the map. The Rusty Knight studied the map carefully. After a moment, he cried, "Aha! Here's the problem. You were holding it upside down." Moongobble turned red. The mice in his hat giggled. We began to walk again. Late in the day, I smelled something strange. "What's that?" I asked. "Smoke," said Irk. "Moongobble, are you doing another spell?" "It's not me," said Moongobble. "Then it must be the knight, the dragon," said the Rusty Knight. He sniffed the air. "Yes, that's dragon smoke. I'd know it anywhere. We must be near his cave." We walked more slowly now. "Look," whispered the Rusty Knight. "There it is." Ahead of us was a clearing. On the far side of the clearing rose a rocky cliff. In the center of the cliff was the dark mouth of a cave. From the mouth of the cave curled wisps of smoke. No doubt about it, we had found the Dragon of Doom.